and the Moonlight Shadow. It's time for our thought for the day. Martin Spettigue is here with us. He's a follower of Shri Chinmoy and he's going to give us his thought for today. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Rachel. We're now coming into the festival season for many religions. A couple of weeks ago, Hindus celebrated the birthday of Krishna. One can say that what Jesus is to Christians, Krishna is to Hindus. Hinduism really came to the West in 1893, when a grand exposition to show the advances in science and technology was held in Chicago. It was recognized that religion forms a vital factor in human culture, and so a parliament of religions was organized, in conjunction with the exposition. Without formal credentials, the 30-year-old monk and mystic Vivekananda was invited to represent the ancient Hindu philosophy. On September the 11th, at 10 a.m., the scarlet-robed high prelate of Roman Catholics in the West opened the meeting with a prayer. Then various delegates got up and said their bit about their religion to the 7,000 people who'd packed into the Art Palace. Vivekananda, with his orange robe, large yellow turban, and fine bronze features, was the 31st speaker. He opened by saying, "Sisters and brothers of America." Instantly, the thousands stood up and gave him a tumultuous applause for a full 2 minutes. They were deeply moved to see at last a man who spoke to them with the natural and candid warmth of a brother. His theme was of universal religious tolerance and harmony, and there was no doubt that he stole the show. From obscurity, he leapt to fame. He taught that all religions are so many paths that lead to the same goal, that of perfection. He spoke of the divinity of the soul, the oneness of existence, and that the final goal of man is to become divine by realizing and becoming one with the divine. In his final address, he said, "The Christian is not to become a Hindu or Buddhist, nor is a Hindu or Buddhist to become a Christian. Each must assimilate the spirit of the others, but preserve his individuality and grow according to his own law of growth." My own teacher, Sri Chinmoy, simplifies things a little further by saying that really there is only one religion, and that is the love of God.
Martin, thank you very much indeed. Actually, our reporter, Andrew Davidson, has been with the Hindu community at the birthday celebrations for Krishna. So we will hear that in the next hour of today's programme. There we are. Very useful. It was all planned, wasn't it? He stepped in at the last minute. So thank you very much indeed.